and he'll take care of the rest. So, you know, anytime you get family together, you don't know what can happen. But if you're there in the Spirit of God and you're walking the walk, the Holy Spirit will penetrate from you and keep peace there. So just keep that in mind, because you never know what can happen with family situations. So we just try to pour out the love, and that will cover, what's the Bible say? Love does? Covers a multitude of sin. So what people walk in, you don't know, but your love can overpower that sin and evil in people's lives. Aren't you glad for that? And that keeps you from judging people. You know? I just got to a point where if somebody, you know, wants to argue with me, or I won't, if they're living in sin, I would just say, who are you going to, when you die, it's not me that you have to face. So you can take that off you and put it back on them, because he's the final say. It's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment, but I'm not the judge. So they have to be the ones that know where they're going to stand. So anyway, too, I wanted to share my $20 testimony. And I've heard this happen to other people, and it's Ann's too, because she was with me. But we had an experience last Sunday night. We were going to go out to eat. We didn't know where. It's always up in the air. Where do you want to go? I don't know. So we always choose some place that's close. We live on the north side of Freeport. Well, for some reason it clicked. Let's go to the Asian Cafe down by Rosati's. And so you never know what kind of journey the Lord has for you. But we both, hey, that's a good place to eat. We've eaten there before. Well, we walk in, we're like the only ones there, maybe a couple more people. And there's a man standing there by the counter. He's got his license plate laying on the counter and a note. Huh? Yeah, driver's license. And he's deaf. He can't really speak. And he was in a desperate situation where nobody's helped him. He was from Oregon, Illinois, came to Freeport to see a friend or something. And he found out he didn't have no money in his debit in the bank, and he was almost out of gas. So he had asked everybody. You know, he went to different places where he was stuck there. So out of hesitation, because we've been stabbed before by somebody, and so we were real hesitant to give anything. And I had $10 pop in my head, but we didn't have $10. All we had was 20. So just talking to this guy, you know, you start feeling, using your spirit of discernment, and he didn't start crying or anything like that, like the other woman did that took us. So out of sincerity, we gave him $20. And he showed us, we read his note, we saw his driver's license. And anyway, I just went, like, God gave to me, and I give to you. And then he broke. And he tried every way to say, how can I get a hold of you to pay you back? And all this stuff. And it was just like, okay, Lord, we knew why we came here, and it was like a divine appointment for this guy. We didn't know, but we felt his heart and his sincerity, and it just blessed the socks off of him. Okay, but that wasn't the end of the story. So the next day, then I just forgot about it completely. So the next day, I met a guy here that I've known for years to look at our air conditioner up on the roof. And this guy, I've helped him get like 10 jobs putting in furnaces, you know, $2,000 job. And I've never asked for nothing or anything. So recently he got another one from somebody I knew. So anyway, we're all done. He hands me $20, which never before in the wildest, you know, ever thinking he would do that. And it didn't dawn on me about that either till the next day. That Lord, man, you gave me my $20 back that I gave that guy, and I wasn't expecting anything. So, you know, the point is, if you know the Lord, you have a relationship with Jesus. I was always told God has a plan for your life. And sometimes we don't see that plan very clearly, you know, in your everyday walk. So the Holy Spirit wants to move us and use us in our everyday lives, even when we don't realize it, until sometime he has to smack us around to wake us up. But in that instance, it just showed me again, God's got a plan for my life. And not knowing, I didn't have that planned out, but that was an intervention with the Holy Spirit that's moving in our lives. So we have to be sensitive to that sometimes. And my two grandsons are leaving us for Arizona, and my dad's moving to Arizona now. So, you know, it's a chapter in their lives that God has a plan for them. So that's the way we have to look at it. Yeah, it's sad, but then we can say, well, we've got a reason to go to Arizona once in a while, more than once in a while, see our grandkids. But leading to this lesson is I wanted to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we forget about why we have the Holy Spirit to work with us and help us. But from the very beginning, let's look at the scripture, Genesis 1:2. The earth was without form and empty waste, and the darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. So even in the beginning, I get a drink of water, dry throat. So even in the beginning, God's Spirit was moving. Okay, then let's go on farther down to Genesis 6:3. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not forever dwell and strive with man, for he also is flesh, but his days shall yet be 120 years. Remember when mankind decided to rebel against God? So God's Spirit was still moving. And then Genesis 41:38. This is interesting. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find this man's equal, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as your God has shown you all this, there is nobody as intelligent and discreet and understanding and wise as you. So God's Spirit was moving on Joseph to deliver his people. not just in, you know, spiritual realm, but God used him, what it say, intelligence. Gave him intelligence and wisdom and knowledge. And then if you look in Exodus, read the Old Testament, that God put skills, the spirit of carpentry, the spirit of working and embroidering on women. When they went to build the tabernacle, the Spirit of God moved on people and gave them special abilities to do God's work. Every one of you sitting in here today, God's Spirit wants to use you in a special way to work for him, to build his kingdom, something to be proud about, something to be thankful for, and not being jealous of others. Because what God gave me, he's not going to have you do. And what God's given you to do by his Spirit, I don't want to do. Because you're special in his plan. And then we go to Matthew. Jesus even had to be filled with the Spirit. Before Jesus started his ministry, the Spirit. Let's read it. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized with him. But John protested strenuously, having in mind to prevent him, saying, It is I who have need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus replied to him, Permit it just now, for this is the fitting way for both of us to fulfill all righteousness, to perform completely whatever is right. Then he permitted him, and when Jesus was baptized, he went up at once out of the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. So each and every one of you, and everybody looks, we could get into the Godhead and what is the Spirit means, breath and life. I believe when you become born again as a Christian, you get that breath, you get that life that God and Jesus have. To me, the Spirit of God is his power, his attributes, his character. All right? Now, sometimes we might get into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and our prayer language, speaking in tongues, which can give you an extra boost, like going from, I think, at like 110 volts. Do you want 220 volts? You want an extra boost in your life? I've seen what 110 does to a screwdriver. But I've seen 220 throw a screwdriver out of somebody's hand. So it's double the power. All right? So before Jesus started ministering, he wanted that extra boost of power. And there's going to be times in your life, in my life, that I need that extra boost. There's going to be things that I face that my flesh cannot handle on its own. Okay, let's go to John 14:6. Okay, we'll build up. Judas, not Iscariot, ask him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself, make yourself real to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, if a person loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Anyone who does not love me does not observe and obey my teaching. And the teaching which you hear and heed is not mine, but from the Father who sent me. I have told you these things while I am still with you, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, remind you everything I have told you. Now, isn't that comforting to know? I have had the Holy Spirit help me on my job. I've had the Holy Spirit help me with lessons that I've been reading or studying. I've had the Holy Spirit had scriptures jump out at me. I've had the Holy Spirit driving in my van, had words from a song just shoot at me and encourage me that day. So the Holy Spirit, a counselor, a guide, a comfort, everything that you'd want. So I just want you to get the desire to have more of the Holy Spirit working in your life. All right? Next one. The last set of scriptures, John 16. Talking again about the Holy Spirit. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into the truth, the whole and full truth. Isn't that nice to know? For he will not speak of his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has given to him. In other words, he won't lie to you like the devil tries to lie and give you thoughts that aren't from the Word. Anything that doesn't come from the Word is a lie from the devil. But the Holy Spirit will not lie, because what the Holy Spirit gets from the Father, he wants to give to us. Okay, he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in your future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take care of, receive, draw upon what is mine and reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. And what I love about the Holy Spirit, he's humble. The Holy Spirit isn't a brag. He doesn't brag because he realizes Jesus paid the price. And we emphasize Jesus a lot in our church. And that's the main thing to emphasize. But remember that whatever Jesus taught and whatever God taught comes to us through the working of the Holy Spirit. So you could have a word for me from the Holy Spirit. God gives you a message to give to me. And that's why prophecy is so important too. Because prophecy comes from God. And then we give it out. So this is the main message today. That we should just seek out the Holy Spirit every day. Every minute of the day, and be sensitive. Lord, just pray. Lord, let the Spirit guide me every day. It's not a feeling either. We had no feelings what we were going to run into when we went to the restaurant. We had no idea, but we were so blessed by going, and we realize this is why we came. So you might go into a situation not realizing why you're there or what to say, but remember the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say, especially you get around family. Got to be careful what you say. But if you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He might give you some words for your brothers, your sisters, your father, mother, whoever needs it at that time. So, let's pray then. Ask the Lord to help us. The same with the church. Our church wants to be sensitive to Holy Spirit guidance. So, Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for leading us as leaders, guiding us. Thank you for your people. Lord, that's how we reach out to other people, by the moving of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for leaving us the Holy Spirit for our comfort and our guide to direct us, to give us love, to give us insight in our everyday life. So I praise you, thank you today, give you the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.